What about something that, say you could take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and make sort of a sweet liquid that you could pour over pudding or pie? You'd call that a...
I don't know what you call it.
Do you ever call that a sauce or a dip or dressing?
Call it a sauce.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use the word dip or dressing or gravy?
Not like that, no. I'd call it sauce.
Mm-hmm. And say if you were real thirsty, you'd say, I want a glass of water.
I want a glass of water, or I need a glass of water. Usually want.
Okay. And you'd say, so then I what a glass of water.
I drank a glass of water.
Okay. And you'd ask me, how much have you
had to drink?
Or how much have you?
How much have you drank?
Okay. And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table. You tell them to
sit down.
So you say, so then he
sat down.
And no one else was standing because everybody had
sat down.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them, just go ahead and
eat.
Or what yourself.
Go ahead and serve yourself.
Okay. Or using another word, go ahead and what yourself to the potatoes.
Oh, go ahead and help yourself to the potatoes.
So you say, so then he went ahead and
all the way back to the served and the helped. He said, helped himself to the potatoes.
Okay.
I guess, yeah, that'd be right.
And you say, ask him to pass them over to me since he had already what himself?
Helped himself or served himself. I think it's about 50-50, really.
Do you ever hear people say, hope himself for help?
No.
And if you decide not to eat something, you say, no, thank you, I don't
care for any.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
We call them leftovers.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't...
Swallow.
Okay, he could chew it, but he couldn't... What it? He couldn't...
Swallow it.
Okay. And... Something that's made out of cornmeal. You take cornmeal and salt and water. Make something that you could eat just with a spoon. You call that?
Cornmeal and salt and water. I don't know.
Did you ever hear of mush or kush-kush or?
Well, I've heard the word mush, but I didn't know what it was. I mean, I didn't. That was cornmeal and salt and water. I've never eaten any.
What about the other things made out of cornmeal?
For instance, I don't know. I just avoid that kitchen like the plague. You're going to have to throw me some hints there. Things made with cornmeal. Tortillas.
Uh-huh. What else?
Cornbread.
Mm-hmm. What about something to eat with fish?
To eat with fish? Well, you can make stuff to cover that, to, you know, cook it in, can't you? With cornmeal, the, what do you call it? Is it batter?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard something called a corn dodger?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Corn dodger. Seems to me I've had one of those. I don't know what it is.
Do you remember what it
looked like? A hot dog, didn't it?
It's kind of long.
Was it long and round, or was it square? I think it's long and round, like a hot dog, I think. Dip it in mustard.
Mm-hmm.
I might be wrong, but that's what came to my mind when you said corn dodger.